USA Radio News.
After labeling some vaguely defined group of Americans as a threat to democracy, President Joe Biden urged Americans to pray about how the country can come together. Biden concluded with those remarks at an event at the White House on Tuesday.
So God bless you all and pray that we come figure out how to come together better than we have so far, because a lot of people's lives and futures depend upon it, and I'm confident. I'm absolutely confident we can get it done.
Among a list of rhetoric aimed at conservatives, Biden ripped into so-called MAGA Republicans earlier this month, who he claimed represented extremism that threatened the foundations of the country. Emergency orders in the U.S. are still in effect.
The COVID-19 National Emergency Declaration from early 2020 is still in effect. On Fox Business, Kansas Republican Senator Roger Marshall explains why he is pushing a resolution to end the president's emergency powers.
We need to push back on them, take this away from them. He weaponizes it. He uses power. This is part of his social grab, his socialism, radical socialism that Joe Biden proposes. That's why in November, we need a change.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Peloton is on the hunt for a chief marketing officer after Dara Treseder, the company's global head of marketing, communications, and memberships, announced she's leaving the fitness technology firm. She confirmed that October 4th will be her last day at the subscription-based company, which she joined in 2020. Are you loving it? McDonald's announced it's partnered with Cactus Plant Flea Market to repackage the Happy Meal experience for an older audience. Each meal combo comes with one of four figurines. This is USA Radio News.
Stress. It never seems to end when you owe money to the IRS. What about the years of unfiled tax returns? Have you tried another tax service and gotten nowhere? Then you need Tax Alliance. Why? Years of being A-plus rated with a Better Business Bureau with no consumer complaints sets them apart. Call 800-987-1097. That's 800-987-1097. Don't wait until the IRS attacks your wages, bank account, your home or pension, and even your Social Security check. Tax Alliance specializes in IRS tax relief programs, including the Fresh Start Initiative, which can finally free yourself from IRS debt. Their tax professionals can file returns, fight the IRS to substantially lower your IRS debt, or possibly even have it forgiven. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes, have unfiled tax returns, or have a payment plan and are still frustrated, call 800-987-1097. That's 800-987-1097.
Tax Alliance, your tax resolution solution.
Former President Donald Trump decried New York Attorney General Letitia James for her lawsuits against him and his children.
There's no better example of the left's chilling obsession with targeting political opponents than the baseless, abusive, and depraved lawsuit against me, my family, my company, by the racist Attorney General of New York State, Letitia Peekaboo James.
James's office filed a lawsuit on September 21st against Trump and his three children for business fraud, fulfilling a campaign promise she made to challenge Trump, whom she considered an illegitimate president. President Biden's $400 billion student loan forgiveness order has drawn its first legal challenge. The Pacific Legal Foundation filed the lawsuit Tuesday. Nebraska Governor Pete Ricketts spoke to Newsmax.
We felt it was necessary to respond to the president's plan because it's fundamentally unfair. About 16 to 17% of Americans have student loans. And again, you're not canceling this debt. The taxpayers are paying the debt. Somebody still has to pay it. It's just not the people who got the benefit of the education. It's the rest of the taxpayers.
Hurricane Ian tore into western Cuba as a major hurricane, knocking out power to the entire country and leaving 11 million people without electricity. Now it's on a collision course with Florida. And pop superstar Rihanna will headline the 2023 Super Bowl halftime show. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.